Hello, dear listener, and welcome back to We Are Already Free. It is, as always, an honor and a privilege to be here with you. Listen on if you are feeling like you need more joy in your life, basically. If you've been finding yourself maybe stuck in a bit more of that doom scroll than you'd like, feeling a bit hopeless about all the destruction, dismay, discord that's unfolding in the world. And this is a gift for you that is going to really just inspire you in very simple ways to reconnect with your joy without having to go out and change anything, actually. And just to, because I for myself, I'm realizing that the big shifts that are happening in my life right now are happening because I'm prioritizing connecting with the joy in myself and then sharing that joy. And through that sharing, there is a reciprocal experience of the joy returning and expanding. So before we get into all of that, I wanted to share this podcast hasn't really been working for me. And I say that with total love, acceptance, and a little bit of sadness as well. I want to liberate myself from the box of shoulds. And I really want to just allow myself to flow in the ways that feel most natural, authentic, and real for me. That's the deepest intention here, is that I'm going to show up authentically from my deepest space of realness, of integrity. And through that, that's going to be exactly the medicine that you need. I played a Songs for Joy music medicine gathering a few weeks ago, and it was beyond my capacity to describe how beautiful it was. It was just everything I could ever hope for, from music, from storytelling, from connection, from my role as a messenger, as a storyteller and connector of people, a catalyst of joy. And so what I decided to do for this episode is I'm going to share three of the songs from a two-hour offering, from a two-hour gathering. And I'll share the story I tell beforehand live. Like, I won't be speaking it now, but me, who was at the gathering, we'll share that story. And then you'll hear the song, and then we'll just do that three times, basically. And I'm going to check in a little bit between each one just to see how it's landing for you. If you do want to get the full two-hour Songs and Stories, Songs for Joy gathering, it is up on Patreon right now. You can just go to alreadyfree.me/Patreon and you'll get access to that by becoming a member, by becoming a co-creator. And I really appreciate that so much. And I will be giving some shout outs at the end to those of you who are already co-creators. So thank you. So with that, I'm going to start with the first song. A little bit of context. This was the last song of the first set, and it was the first invitation I made for people to sing with me. And it's a song called Sway With Me. I won't tell you much more because I share that story in a moment. So enjoy. And I'm really happy and excited to be here with you. May this be of deep, deep medicine to you in your own life as we sway together on this journey.
So I have not yet made this invitation, and I am making it now. You do not have to RSVP, yes, but I would love to sing with you. And for, I know for some of you, that's a big ask and too big an ask, and that's totally fine. I want to offer you the reflection that the only reason you don't sing is because you were miseducated, that humans are absolutely designed to sing. And so even if you don't sing tonight, maybe hum or speak the words, or just even like be with them and sing them in your mind, but really like set the intention that you go in the direction of sharing your voice at some point, because it is so important that we sing together. This is a song called Sway With Me. And I want to honor the sadness and the grief that I had to go through for this song to be possible. And it's weird because I sometimes second guess my losses. I'm like, but that wasn't big enough. Like, who am I to have a right? I know. It was, exactly. So we, at one point, thanks to Carly, we had four dogs, rescues. I had had zero dogs in my adult life until I met Carly. And when I first went to her house on one of our early dates, I was like, but do the dogs get off the bed at any point? And she's like, and then they crawled under the covers. I was like, oh. And my life got immediately better in immeasurable ways. And so this song started some months after our dog Sasa ran away and was lost on the farm, which was the biggest loss I've ever been, or that I know of, that I've been through as the biggest loss I can remember, have access to. And there's a bigger story there of how her loss helped me to process grief I hadn't been able to process as a child, and just to also honor the gifts of unconditional love, of those who come into our lives specifically to serve us in those kind of ways. Because Sasa, she was my medicine dog. She first showed me that I was unconditionally lovable, even when I was absolutely not feeling like I was doing anything to be deserving of it. There she was at my side going. And then when she went in the most brutal way possible that could trigger the biggest wound that I've ever had in my life. And it was actually, yeah, thank you, Mum, for helping me to see that. Because until you shared that with me, I don't know how I was going to get through that grief. Like, it made no sense. And then it made sense. And about 8 months after Sasa went, the first verse of the song came through. And I think even the second and third maybe. And I wanted to share this part of the story with you for any of you who are struggling with your own insecurities and self-doubts, because you're going to hear this song now. And those three verses came through. This sucks, dude. No one should ever hear this. You should never play this in public. And I listened and I put it away and I kind of forgot about it. I think it took two more deaths. It took Jack, our dog, and Johnny. Charlie was still with us. But when Johnny went, the song suddenly came back into my head, the melody and the words. And I was like, hey, that was a song. And I sat down and then the chorus came. So maybe it also needed time to percolate. But the reality was that there was some part of me that was like absolutely bent on making sure the song never came into the world. So I just want to honor that part as well. And for any of you that have that resistance, the resistance is not optional, unfortunately, from my understanding. The bigger the beauty, the bigger the resistance, at least in my experience. So this is a fun one to sing to. When you feel it, sway into it, whatever comes up. Oh, someday life. Someday life will crack you open, overflow emotion, and the dam flood waters will burst. Don't flee the flood, it seeks the ocean, forever emotion is a sign of your beautiful thirst. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Well, your cracks are swollen, almost bursting. You're concerned it's the worst thing. Though you know, only so will you grow. Your lonely pain, a holy portal. I can only chuckle. For I know you are never alone. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Listen, a whisper in thunder, with love and wonder. It says light is guiding you home. Your cry igniting wildfire, burning brighter. Say goodbye and you are reborn. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else
else I'd rather be. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Well, someday life will crack you open. Overflow emotion. And the dam, flood waters will burst. Don't flee the flood, it seeks the ocean. Forever emotion is a sign of your beautiful thirst. We have to do one more. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. Sway, sway, sway with me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Fucking amazing! Thank us very much.
I'm curious to know how Sway With Me landed with you. What did it bring up for you? What are you walking away with? What do you want more of? Did it connect to some part of that deep humanness? I don't know if you know this, but in many medicine traditions, when someone was unwell and they would go to their medicine person, they would be asked four questions. When did you stop dancing? When did you stop sitting in silence? When did you stop listening to the storytellers? And when did you stop singing? I think I didn't say that one already. And so sometimes I overcomplicate what it means to be well, to be a well, vibrant, free human. And actually, if I can answer those four questions and start dancing, singing, sitting in sacred silence and listening to the storytellers, then so much of the other stuff just resolves itself. So that's my invitation to you here in this episode. That's what we're doing right now in this episode. So we're going to do the first song from the second set now, which, as you'll hear, is a song I wrote for a client of mine. If you are listening, you know who you are. Thank you for the opportunity and the gift of writing this song for you. This has become one of my most precious medicine songs, and you'll hear more about the story of that in a moment. Enjoy.
Yo, I'm going to drop you guys in the deep end. So one of the things that I've been doing as a coach, as a facilitator, is when clients come to work for me, it's generally people who are at a crossroads where they're like, something needs to change, but I don't know how to make that next piece. I'm stuck. I'm either stuck in my work or my relationships or myself, or like I want to express something, but I'm scared to. And it's generally then when we can do some work together of helping to work out what's in the way and start to get that moving. And part of that process, if people work with me for like a 3-month program, is at the end, I write them what I call a heart essence song. And oh my God, it has become one of the most profound things I have ever spent time on in my life, because I spend such an intense time with someone for 3 months, I hear so much of who they are, I see so much of who they are. And then it's like when you take, I'm thinking of like peppermint, and then you extract it and you percolate it and you end up with essential oil. And that essential oil is then medicine. And that's what's happening in the crazy. It's like I'm growing an apothecary of people's heart essences, which then are becoming medicine for other people. Right? Like, what? And so this woman is a wonderful woman who lives in America. She's quite a lot older than me. And she's lived a life, as we all have. And she's a medicine woman. She's a masseuse. She's a healer. She's been on this journey. And part of her journey with me was about reclaiming her voice, about stepping back into offering and sharing and showing up more in the world. And so in our conversations and through our time together, this song came to be. And I'm just going to play it for you. Compromised what made me free. Now I see what's true for me. I receive all that I of belief. Help me burn up the parts that I no longer need. Now I see what's true for me. I receive all that I burst into you.
You!
Thank you.
When was the last time you caught on fire? When was the last time you went through that alchemical process of the phoenix, of burning up your old self to be reborn into your new? And again, thank you to my dear client for trusting me to share this song, to create this song for you of your heart essence. I cannot imagine a greater honor, and I'm so excited that I got to share that. So we're going to do one more song. It was the very last song. It was actually the encore right at the end of the whole gathering. I'd never really shared it in a musical environment with a group of people before, so I'd never had everyone hum along in quite that way. And it was like my whole being was vibrating with the shared experience. I'm not sure if you've listened to the episode with Brooke McPoyle. That was quite a few episodes ago with Musical Breathwork. I think she's one of the best people out there right now for fascia health and for with breathwork. And she, when I asked her on that episode, I said, what's one thing someone could do right now to help with their health or to improve? And she actually said humming. She said, humming is just one of the, you can do it anywhere, even if you're in a supermarket or you're driving or you're starting to get a little dysregulated, just hum. And you can hum quietly so no one else will even really hear you if you're at an airport, etc. And the humming helps to down-regulate the nervous system. And so in this song, this is an opportunity. If you feel to, you're welcome to hum along. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you in just a moment after the song.
This song is called Everything. Or at least everything, everything, maybe, just in case that's important. There's a second everything in there. And this came through after a medicine journey. I was sitting on the couch out back on the farm in Tilbach watching the world go by. And my little dog Sasa was at my side. And it basically is six poems that are all on the theme, the same theme. And you'll hear the theme. And it's become something of a mantra for me, this song. It's like such an important... It's like a hypnotic song almost. It takes me into the cycle of remembrance of everything. And it's very helpful for me. So I hope it's also helpful for you. And you'll hear where the humming can be. Take next in your unfolding. Look at your wings, open wide, how they shine, lighting up everything. Cracks in your broken dreams, blossoming till your world is filled with flowering everything. Tapestry called you and me, unraveling, re-raveling forever into everything. Reflecting, going out, coming in, mirroring everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
unseen. If you've been where I've been, damn, that's some rambling. Invisibly, indivisibly, dissolved into everything. Just a tease, or sneakily teasing your old memories. See what I mean? You have changed, you are changing, you're transforming everything.
Thank you. Blessings, blessings. What a phenomenal bunch you are. Thank you so much.
And that is all, dear human. This is an experiment. I am very curious to hear. Does this resonate with you? Did this land? Is this something you would like more of? Are you feeling the shift in my energy as I share with you in this short solo episode? We do have more guest episodes coming up. I've got a bunch of calls booked and shows to record. So I'm excited that we will continue with this We Are Already Free podcast. And so if you want to be in support and one of the co-creators, please do join us on Patreon, alreadyfree.me/Patreon. A huge thank you to the wonderful, magnificent, and delightful patrons. Those who are supporting. Thank you to Maria, to Brian, Dusky, Martin, Kelly, Trinia, and Cassandra. It's been such a pleasure to share this episode with you. I will be back again next week, and I wish you well. As always, please remember, we are already free.